Leila Nishmas of Kleinemish Kamen Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Salta Perak Tes Mishnah Aleph. Egla Arufa Bolshena Kodesh. Egla Arufa, what the Zikanim say, has to be said Bolshena Kodesh. Nemar ki Matzi Chol Baldoma. It says that when they find a dead body on the ground, like the Torah says, and they don't know who killed him, and the Rab points out that the main point is the continuation of the parasha where it says over there, Va'anu Va'amru. And just like we had by the Levim, Va'anu HaLevim Va'amru, was Lashon HaKodesh, so too Va'anu is Lashon HaKodesh here too. So it has to be said Dafka the way it's written in the Torah of Lashon HaKodesh. Now the next part of the Mishnah is going to explain how they did this. V'yotzu Zekeinecha V'shaiftecha. Shlosh mi based in a Gadol Shebisholam HaYotzin. So Zekeinecha is a plural Lashon. V'yotzu Zekeinecha, plural. And v'shoiftecha, the Gemara learns that the Tanakhama held is just explaining what type of zakenim. These are the special zakenim. These are from the Sanhedrin of 71 that sat in the Lishkas Hagazis in the Mikdash. And their specific job was to measure which city was closest to the dead body. So the Tanakhama held that three of them came. Rabbi Yudah Yomer Chamish, Rabbi Yudah says there were five. Shenemar, zakenecha, and the drasha is shnayim. V'shoiftecha. But because Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara says, darshins the vav, vishayftecha, so another two, shnayim, vein based in shokum, mosifan alein oidecha. Now, the same concept, you can't have an even based in where you would have a stalemate. Therefore, they add another one, and now you have five of the zakenim of the Sanhedrin, according to Rabbi Yehuda.